Welcome to Let Me Take You Higher, the podcast, where we cut through the noise, slice through the fiction, and get straight to the facts. Today, we're diving into one of the most dangerous forces of the digital age, misinformation. It's not just your news feed, it's shaping elections, public health, and even the way you think. And trust me, it's spreading faster than a cat on the internet. So sit back, relax, and let's talk about misinformation. And let us try to take you higher. Welcome back to the Let Me Take You Higher podcast. I'm your host, Mr. Villain. And as always, my co-host, Gigi Luigi. Gigi, are you there?
Oh, I'm right here. You know where I'm at.
All right, let me go.
Get, I'm right here.
Okay, all right. Calm the fuck down.
I'm present. But,
It's been a while, man. It's been a little bit of a while since we've been on the air. I feel kind of odd.
Was it creative differences? Was it like the creators arguing behind the scenes?
It could have been. No, we don't argue.
This isn't Rick and Morty.
Oh no, I haven't seen that fucking show in like a good ass long time, which I do need to do it and get caught up. I think what it was, and it's been the presidential, speaking of misinformation, and that's today's topic for our show, is misinformation in the digital era. And we're going to say error, E-R-R-O-R, because I feel like...
Double entendre.
I don't know what... But the thing is here, man, I don't know what happened. I fell asleep one night, I think it was November the 5th, and then I woke up on November the 6th, or whichever day it was, and I woke up completely just dull-hearted. Like, I'm like, we didn't learn from this whole situation the first time in 2016. We're going to take this fucking guy to Orange Turd for another ride. I love it. It's going to be great, right? No. So we're already talking about, what, the Gulf of Mexico being changed to the Gulf of America. We're talking about, which just happened today on this taped show, Canada being tariffed 25% on all their exported goods to America. And also, Mexico getting tariffed 25% with all its exported goods to America. I don't know if anybody knows anything about tariffs. I didn't go to econ class a lot, but I do know macroeconomics says that tariffs are a tax on the consumer. I don't know if we knew that. And I think the reason why we didn't know that, a lot of us, is not because we didn't go to school. It's because of misinformation in the digital era. And I'm just going to try to windsurf through this because I feel like it's something that it speaks to not only higher education, but just graduating the fundamentals. I mean, you can look all this stuff up on Google, and Google is not biased. I mean, it's not biased. It'll tell you everything you need to know about the situation. I guarantee it. But to kick this show off, Gigi and I want to just kind of throw out there what we're talking about. So where we go today is we're talking about the Hydra of the digital age, misinformation, right? It's slippery, it's dangerous, and it's everywhere. And joining me to chop it off, of course, as always, Gigi Luigi, because he knows a lot about these kinds of things, and that's why I like to pick his brain. But we're hearing so much nonsense, so much chatter from people who don't know what they're talking about. Gigi, can you tell me why this is? This wasn't like this, I'd say circa 2008, before the Obama administration. So where's it all coming from?
I mean, it's just the digital way, as you just said, you know, the digital era. You have a lot of independent journalists going on social media and just, you know, screaming at the void. And yeah, people are respecting them as, you know, journalists. And a lot of them are 4chan, tinfoil hat kind of guys, you know.
Yeah.
But on the other, like, it's a catch-22. Like, you know, I do believe in the freedom of speech. So I do feel like people should have the right to throw out really stupid ideas.
Okay.
And I also think, you know, because I live by a philosophy where if your idea can't hold up to scrutiny, then it's probably not a good idea.
Right. Okay. So, granted. So,
like, let them be scrutinized. So that's my thing. Let them be proven wrong. Let them, you know, the flat earthers. Like, I see them all the time. I laugh at them.
Right. And then, okay. So that's perfect. Right. So you're saying that people can throw out a randomized idea, and because we live in this great nation that's called America, we have inalienable rights. We can go whichever way the wind blows, but is it wrong that these people are claiming these ideas are facts, and then the facts are misinformed as well? So where do you go when you have a sixth to eighth grade education and you don't know how to fact check things and you don't know how to research things and you're in the millions, and the forces that are there want to keep you dumb. They want to keep you stupid. They want to keep you from using your train of thought and your focal points and doing the research. getting one form of opinion from Fox News shouldn't be the way we run our country. You know what I'm saying? And I feel like these people are so misinformed that they don't even know the real facts. They're going off of blatant storytelling. If you are a 20-year-old adult and you don't know what a tariff is, and you've been told this a few times by a lot of different sources, you can really just Google it and it tells you the same thing and it simplifies it for you. We live in a world of AI, artificial intelligence. You could ask it a question and it will tell you what a tariff is unbiasedly because it's not biased. It doesn't care. And you still make it an uninformed decision as a low information voter, and the majority of us have to suffer for it because of the Electoral College, which is a whole other issue. Shouldn't you be hanged? Shouldn't you be drawn and quartered, tarred and feathered? I don't understand why are we allowing stupidity to reign supreme? Can you clarify that?
Well, I understand it's very frustrating. I totally understand. Yeah. But the problem comes into who decides what is right, what is wrong. That is where you end up, you know, because, you know, one side, you know, Harris could say, you know, this is right and this is wrong, and I'm going to punish these people for this. And then on the other side, the flip side, now it's the complete opposite. Now I'm going to punish these people for this because it's just a matter of opinion for a lot of things, you know?
Okay.
So it comes into kind of like tough territory, you know, like when it comes down to like when you start giving the government the power to pick and choose what is right and what is wrong. You start having a V for Vendetta type of environment.
Yeah. And you're right about that. And I understand that. But when you really know what the absolute 100% truth is, there can't be a deviation from fact. It's not, facts aren't convenient. They're supposed to be inconvenient because they're facts. Just because you say a tariff is going to help our economy and you've got world economists saying, no, that's not how tariffs really work. And we've tried it in 2016, and we're just now getting out of a horrid, horrible economy. I think we can all agree on that we inherited a very horrible economy. Whether it was the COVID nonsense, whether it was everything shutting down for 2 years, we inherited that from malice and nefarious acts. And we are doing this again. And we've got the bird flu on the rise. We've got the Novo virus on the rise. We've got all kinds of crazy shit coming out of China. And now we want to play games? Like, I don't get it. And it's so easy to just do the basic of research. And I get where you're going from. I know what you're talking about. You know, it's you know, you believe what side you want to believe. But in this day and age, there are facts that guide what we do, that should guide what we do. And having somebody in office who just wants to retaliate against people from what, 8 years, 4 years, however long fucking 2016 was ago. It's ridiculous. It's fucking insanity. But you're right. As Americans, we have the right to decide, and they have the bully pulpit. So if we think of it like that, the hot mic on this, Gigi, is imagine this. You're at a party and someone starts a rumor that you secretly live in a treehouse. Next thing you know, half the room believes it. And the other half is Googling treehouse blueprints. That's called misinformation, except it's on a global scale. The real world consequences are baffling. So when people do things like that, just for a response and to get ahead, is that right?
Well, it's not right. I mean, you know, the thing is, like, you have to also be aware of, like, parody. Parody is legal in America because you're allowed to have the freedom of speech. Yeah, satire and like things like that. Like you start to gray and blur the lines there when you start talking about misinformation, because like a satirical joke is like, yeah, it's wrong. It's not the point of the joke. But like now you're talking, like the thing is, like when it comes to like the freedom of speech, as like as frustrating as the drawbacks are, when it comes to like just there's just dumb people out there that say dumb things, I can't see, like, in terms of now hate speech, that's where Yeah, but like in terms of misinformation, like again, I see, I literally follow flat earth people on like Facebook and stuff like that just because right. it's hilarious some of the shit they post. Because like, really, you believe that? That's dumb. And that's all it is.
And yeah, plus, you leaves, that, though.
And the thing
you're aware, yeah,
it leads people to conversate. And the more conversating we do, the better it is for the country, no matter what.
Okay. I get that. But it can you, with our Constitution and our Bill of Rights, can you go into a theater and scream fire? You have the right to have freedom of speech, but you also have to be responsible with that speech. So you can't do that, right? You can't scream rape if you're not being raped. You can't scream fire in a theater if the theater's not on fire.
I mean, you can. It's just looked down on. That's the thing.
No, you go to jail. You go to jail for that, buddy.
Mm-hmm. Not for the theater. They'll kick you out, and you probably get banned. But that's just policy.
If you scream fire in a theater and someone alerts the police that you scream fire in a theater, they will arrest you. You'll go to jail.
Yeah, because now again. But it's not for yelling fire. It's causing public distress.
Well, however you want to put it,
you can do that in a million different ways. That's the difference. You know what I mean?
Right. And I understand that. But when you're using things you know not to be true to gain an edge, that is also wrong. That's fraud. I mean, I'm going to keep going.
That's another thing. That's illegal in itself.
Fraud. So if you're saying that, you know, we just got to have a horrible economy because of the price of eggs and I'm going to fix the price of eggs, and then you get elected because you said you're going to fix the price of eggs, and then eggs start to rise again because of the bird flu, which you were probably aware of when you took office, that is, I feel like you committed fraud against the country. That's what I feel. And if you say that you're going to lower the price of gas, when it was already lower, the lowest price it's been in 2 years, and now gas is going to go up about 80 cents because you're putting tariffs on everybody, I feel like you should be held accountable no matter who you are, because you're lying to get elected. It's fraud. That's what I feel.
Well, definitely.
It's not just because the orange turd is in office. Enough people elected him and they figured out the electoral college on this, and they went. And good for him. Congratulations. But instead of dividing the country, you got to be a person that unites the country. And instead of trying to figure out how to dismantle our Constitution, you should be somebody trying to build up our nation. And I feel like through all this fraud, misinformation, digital craziness that's out there now, you got elected because you created fear. You stoked fear. You're the guy who pulled the emergency alarm because you say it's your right to do it. And it's not. I don't believe that's true. I believe that's a falsary. I believe if you're this guy screaming in the theater, you need to go to jail. And I don't think there should be an immunity for you because you're the president. That's how I feel about it. What do you think?
Again, it is situational. Again, if he's saying the problem with that is like every single president has said shit that like they didn't end up getting done. Every single one of them.
Okay.
All the way down the line. So like that's just kind of like holding him. And I'm not a Trumper. You know what I mean?
No, I you're a libertarian.
I hate all politicians. Oh. Okay. But the freedom of speech. Like again, like if I say that I'm running and I'm going to lower the price of eggs and you do a simple research on me and you find that like I'm a construction worker that like has like a 620 credit score or whatever, and you're like,
right.
He's probably not the person that's going to be able to lower eggs. You know, just saying. You know, like,
we're there, baby. So, look, this fucker, I don't know. Look, I don't know Donald Trump's credit score, but if you have had six bankruptcies in the last 30 years, it's probably not going to be good. A bankruptcy takes, 7 years to clear? I mean, I'm just going off of your analogy. I'm not trying to say anything. But no, I get what you're saying. And I'm not saying that we should hang this fucker up high because he created treason like on January the 6th, you know, nothing like that. I mean, he got away with it, right? Because when you become president, so the Supreme Court says, you can pretty much do whatever you want to do in office and you have immunity, which I've never heard of. That's the funniest thing ever. But that's also misinformation because that doesn't say anything like that in the Constitution. So what I guess what I'm getting at is misinformation is reigning supreme in America. And we are the forebears of America. Like, we were here. It's our turn to watch this bitch until we die. And then we pass that torch on to the next generation. And then they pass it on to the next generation. And so on and so forth. But if we aren't doing our job as stewards of this Constitution, of the American dream, we are just misinformed as the next person is, even if they're the president. You know what I mean? Like, but the irony of all this, guys, is that disinformation dates back to ancient times. This isn't the first of this. And like Luigi pointed out, this isn't the first person to do this shit. And we put them on a pedestal. The term itself comes from the Soviet Union's Dezinformatija. I don't know how to say that, Soviet. I'm not a communist. But sorry. I'm really not a communist. But that comes from the Soviets, right? Campaigns during the Cold War, the goal was to manipulate, confuse, and control public perception, right? Modern context of this, today, disinformation is a billion-dollar industry fueled by social media algorithms. Key statistics, 62% of Americans regularly encounter fake news online, like real fake news, not Trump fake news, like the real shit. A study from MIT found false news stories are 70% more likely to be retweeted than the true ones, because why? They're better. They're funnier. They make more sense. They make us giggle, make us laugh. We're in a TikTok kind of lifestyle, but we're playing it with like Russian roulette with our lives, but it's all TikTok satire. Until someone dies, you know, or loses an eyeball, which we've seen on TikTok. Deep fakes have increased by 900% since 2019, creating a new frontier of misinformation. I don't know, GG, if we are going to make it out of this. I don't think we will. I think we are witnessing the destruction and the downturn in American civilization. What do you think? Is that...
Yes, yes,
I'm but I don't think our audience. I don't think I am.
Yes, I do think so, but I don't think it's entirely Trump. I think the government has systematically been accidentally destroying itself since the 80s. Okay. And it's just like, I feel like, and this is all politicians, but I hate all politicians. They all just keep putting band-aids on it and shit, and it just keeps getting worse and worse and worse. And they try to appease to like the youngest crowd, and this is all politicians, and they end up like just looking like a bunch of jackasses, like praying around saying like, oh, I don't know, I can't actually think of anything off the top of my head. There's a lot of pandering, is what I'm saying. There's a lot of pandering to like pandering. You know what I mean? And it's getting old, and like. That's my problem with like misinformation. I don't trust anybody in government to tell me what I'm allowed to hear and not, and allowed to read and whatnot.
Understandable. That's understandable. And DJ, you hit off on a great point. Like, I didn't know this because I haven't gone to Pornhub in I don't even know how long, maybe at least a few years, because that's just not where I get my action. Dun, 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 dun. But we're in Texas. We're in Texas.
Blocked, son.
I don't get them Roblox porn. No, but we're in Texas, guys, and we can't even access Pornhub. I didn't even realize it until it was on one of the, you know, CNNs or something. They're like, yeah, in Texas, in Florida, they can't access Pornhub without going through a verification service. So you mean to tell me that the great granddaddy hustler himself wouldn't be turning over in his handicapped grave if he would have heard that they're restricting and censoring sexuality? And I know who I'm talking about. I'm not talking about you, not Hugh Hefner, although I love Hugh Hefner. That's the man, right? But I'm talking about Larry Flint. I think Larry Flint would be turning over in his fucking grave if he knew that Texans didn't have the right to access porn. Are you fucking kidding me? What kind of life is this? Gigi, what kind of life is this? Look, you can come from my guns.
Bullshit.
You can come from my Bibles. When you come from my porn and my whiskey, oh, that's a fucking fight. The Second Amendment will be activated. Am I right? Come on now.
You have the right to porn.
I have the right to the weirdest porn on the fucking planet if I want to.
freedom of press. I'm okay. Pressing this play button.
I'm pressing the silicone Molly doll now.
Whoa!
I know. I'm not even that guy. I'm really not that guy.
Take me higher after dark.
Get out of the darkness. But what I'm saying is, these things are encroaching on too much of our personal lifestyles. Stay out of my porn box closet thing where I don't want people to see it. Stay out of that. And just focus on taking down the fucking price of gas that just came up 80, almost fucking like 80 cents over the last 2 days. How are you raising prices in the first fucking week and a half, 2 weeks you're in office? I just don't get it. We need to reel all this stuff back. And Gigi, I'm going to tell you something. That
right, our senators.
Yeah, right, our senator, you fucker. No, it's so crazy because I'm going to tell people one thing they don't realize is happening, and it's a slow roll. But pay attention, guys. You're going to see it. At first, they come for your porns, okay? Then they come for your transgender daughter's rights, okay? Then they come for your African American Black History Months and your Hispanic American History Months and your Italian American History Months. Then they start coming for your rights. They start coming for your civil rights. Then they start coming for the women's rights. And then you give this monster so much of what he wanted, there's nothing that can contain him or control him. All he wants to do, and I'm not just saying Donald Trump, anybody that's in power that has billions of dollars wants to figure out how to get more wealthy off the fucking teat, off the welfare subsidized corporate teat. And yes, I'm referring to Mr. Elon Musk, which is another fucking trap raccoon. Look, keep these people as far away from the books and as far away from government as possible. Because if not, we're going to become misinformed. Because guess who controls the media, y'all? Ain't me. I don't. I mean, we have this podcast, which is doing amazingly well. And we want to say thank you, all you guys out here who take care of us and download of our episodes. But it's not us. We're a portion of the media. We try to give you the most factualized, actual stories with our opinions attached, but we're not the media. The media is what, Washington Post, right? Who owns the Washington Post? Gigi, do you know who owns the Washington Post?
George Washington. I have no idea.
No, he used to. No, he didn't. He didn't. But George Washington never owns the Washington. No, I'm just kidding. He did them. About 320. But
I wonder how George Washington would handle LSD. That's gonna be a topic. That's gonna be a whole podcast. I'm just saying.
I will say, can I say how I think?
Yes.
I think that he would go find slaves. Anyway.
Oh wow. Okay.
Okay. He's like, I'm gonna cut your teeth out and put it in my mouth.
And he did that.
Slaves. Yes.
With tar and donkey teeth too.
Yeah. He also castrated them and like, look, Martha, my penis got bigger. I don't know how. And darker.
So he's basically Frankenstein.
He's George Washington, and we're not talking about George Washington Carver. We're talking about the man, George Washington, basically has a whole bunch of slave parts. I don't know why, but I kind of have a guess. What I'm trying to say is, the Washington Post is owned by the guy who owns Amazon, Jeff Bezos. The one who bent a knee to Donald Trump and bled on his, you know, on his altar. Same thing with fucking Mark Zuckerberg. He owns all of fucking social media except for TikTok. And he's looking to try to get into that too. He's got Instagram. He's got Meta that has its hand. Of course, Facebook. I mean, he's like a Google. And Google was there too. So Google, you had Meta. You had Instagram guy. You had Amazon, Jeff Bezos. They're all worshiping Donald Trump. And you have Elon Musk, who stole Twitter and had to pay for it and is losing money out of his ears because he wants to steal information. He's a thief. We got all these billionaire thieves in here. And my God, guys, if you guys are in those marches outside, if you guys are knocking on doors, dragging your friends out, this is going to be a rough 4 years, man, especially with misinformation at its apex, at the highest it's ever been. We're going to need some fucking help. I mean, Gigi, are we going to need some help?
Oh, we're going to need some help.
How much help are we going to need? We're going to need a lot of help.
I think AI is going to help a lot with that.
Okay, tell me how. Because that's, I love that you brought that up, and I want to know what your thoughts are on it.
Well, if we can find a way to, like, somehow, and pardon my English because I'm autistic, algorize. I don't know if that's a word, but I think you know what I'm saying.
Now, you better put it in the books.
Webster, put it in. Whoa.
What you talking about?
Whoa. Oh, hey.
Oh, that's not Webster. That is Webster. Okay. I fucking know. Emmanuel Lewis?
If we can somehow algorize AI to, like, somehow, but it still goes into, like, the fact-checking thing where, like, you can click on, like, a Flat Earth article and AI comes up, a little AI bot is like, hey, just keep in mind, Flat Earth's bullshit.
He has, like, a little Hope Hope song in the background.
It's going to be the AOL paperclip. We got to bring him back. He's going to pop up. He's like, hey, I'm back.
You just gave me nostalgia from my big toe on the right side. I love
You've got
guy.
Fake mail.
I... Don't buy into it. Put your credit cards down, bitch. No, I'm just kidding. Okay. No, we're gonna need help from something that's not even alive, y'all. AI isn't even a real being yet. It will be sentient in about 4 or 5 years. But right now bro, I'm gonna see Voltron so bad. I'm sorry. I can't even. It's so frustrating, and I'm
excited.
I love
it.
America.
Like, when Terminator takes over, taxes are going to go away. You know.
Yeah, we're going to be running for our lives. I'm not the most fittest person.
You don't have taxes, man. It'll be so much better.
Run from the T-800.
Be able to buy stuff with bottle caps, bro. Be able to buy stuff with bottle caps. Caps.
No. Look. I miss, what is that thing when those bug bags? A bug bag? What, when you bug out and you have a bag ready?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
The thing that all the European Americans
bag.
Do.
What the fuck is it called?
Yeah, bro.
There's like an acronym called a bug bag.
Yeah, it's like when you bug out, you bug somewhere. Yeah. I don't know anyone like it. I mean, you're an ex-Marine, so I'm definitely bugging your ass out, bugging around where the fuck you're going. I don't know. Whoa.
I'm bugging my ass out.
But what I'm trying to say, I mean, with food and water. God, what I'm trying to say is I don't even know what the fuck I'm trying to say.
I don't know, man. I got lost in my bug out ass.
I got lost in the bug out. Clearly, but what I don't know how to shoot a gun. Okay, I'm on the first parts of my fitness journey the last 4 years. So I'm going to say that, and I don't know how to prep meals that could last me 50 years. I just don't know any of that shit. But I feel like I'm going to have to learn in the next 4. It's going to be a rough.
I don't know how to prepackage meals, but I do know how to like survive. Hunt and cook and not cook. I'll be honest. Well, I know how to burn food enough to where I can eat it.
And so let me ask you, when this shit goes down, can I count on you to at least find us deer? If you find me deer, I'll boil that meat and I'll cook that bitch. It'll still taste pretty damn good, but I can't kill a deer.
You can call me Tactical Tony.
Tactical Tony. Oh my god. This is why they canceled porn in fucking Texas. Because that right there is a porn name. I'm sorry.
I was about to say that's G.I. Joe, but Tactical Tony, he's got his he's got his 8-inch pony,
It better have an 8-inch pony. Only thing in Texas is steers and queers. But it's true. Okay,
that's
guys, look.
We're all out of queers. Or steers. We're all out of steers.
Steers. There's a lot of queers here that just in the closet and the Republicans. I'm just kidding. I'm not. So, guys, the counterpunch on this, and I know we had a little fun with this topic, is I just think we think it's super entertaining, and we know that you guys, you feel the same. You can't get to almost 50,000 downloads in 2 months without, appealing to your audience. Anyway. So let's play devil's advocate for a second before we conclude our beautiful misinformation, a digital age. Some argue disinformation is just free speech in disguise. And I think we got that argued from Gigi, kind of. I didn't say it was you. Shouldn't people be allowed to say whatever they want? Even if it's wrong, shouldn't they be able to scream? I was going to say the N-word. I can say the N-word because I happen to be a recovering N-word. I'm just kidding. With that being said, Okay, come for me. I'll give you the email.
Sorry.
Whatever, you're Italian.
I wasn't ready for that.
Don't be bastard. But with that being said, like I said earlier, when someone comes to you and they say it loud and proud, they have the First Amendment right to do that. But if you dissect it and it's something that can hurt others or harm others, it's fraud. It's fraudulent. So it's a very tight rope you have to weave with that. But Gigi said it the best. We don't want to give up the right of people to speak their mind, even if it's hate speech, whatever. Say what you got to say. No one gives a fuck, but say what you got to say. Get it out, get it off, and stand 10 toes down, chest out, and say, you know which word you want to say. You know now. You can say it. But also, there'll be repercussions to that.
But I do believe that if you are using hate speech as, I don't think it should be illegal, but I do think it should also make it legal for you to be slapped in the face.
Okay. See, that's what, you got to have repercussions.
Yeah. Sorry. You can't be just walking around like, hey, and you know what I mean? And then you get your ass beat and it's like, well, what'd you do? I said this. I was like, well, yeah.
Yes. Someone came up to me and it's when I worked for a company where I did, you know, I sold stuff inside of a store and I'll never forget it. The customer, he was a European American, and he came up to me and he said, you know what I don't like? I said, yes, sir, what don't you like? Like, it's my job to know and care, but I was polite. He says, I don't like when you people are on all my TV stations. He says, if I want to get cable, I want to be able to choose what TV stations I can get so I don't always have to see you people on them. He says, can you help me with that? And I said, well, let's go through the channel lineup. And he said, oh, okay. I didn't sell cable, but I was so interested in picking this guy's brain that I played the part just to see where he was going to take this. And I went through every person of color channel that I could find. I said, well, what don't you like about BET? He's like, well, I don't like that hip hop and that rap is crap. And I said, well, sir, I think that BET is no longer owned by people of color. I think that you guys own that now. So then I went to the next one. I said, what don't you like about Univision? He's like, well, I can't speak that language. I said, well, you're in luck because I think NBC Universal owns Univision now. And I think that's owned by European Americans. So, and this went on for like at least 5 minutes. I wanted it to be slow and painful for this gentleman. And I succeeded. I really did. He ended up really hating my guts on fire. It was in his eyes. And I just chuckled in my head and said, well, anything else I can help you with, you know where to come, you know. But what I'm trying to say is there are other ways to feed the narrative. And there are other ways that you can do, which will put people in their place when they're stepping in a line without having to do anything crazy. America is full of many avenues. So that's why I believe that misinformation in the digital age won't exist and won't stick around for long. Because like Gigi said, he pointed out very, very clearly, AI is going to disseminate all that. AI is going to tell you, no, that's not possible. That's not, humans are all the same. We're not, you know, we're not brought up by different races and blah, 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 blah. All that weird shit we've been going through for, what, 400 or 500 years? AI is going to fix all that shit. And then it's going to shoot you, kill you, and drag you off because you don't provide anything for the planet. Exactly. I can't wait. I can't wait. I really can't. What's the fucking thing? Was it Terminator 2? Where Schwarzenegger had the, you know, he's like, they're showing the war, they're just shooting people and they're just blowing up and it's coming. I don't want to like inflame anybody, but Gigi, you know firsthand, you're in the Marines, you know this shit's coming.
I was coming. It's probably going to start with North Korea. They're going to be like, I want to kick your ass. And then we're going to be like, haha, we have Terminator. And then Terminator will kill them.
Bitch, you see what China did? So, we're going to put these tariffs on China. This is how backwards this administration is. Instead of figuring out what China's hiding, they want to put tariffs on every fucking thing. China has the fastest AI chip right now. China just took this chip called Deep Fake or Deep Sake. It's the one with the fucking whale on it. And they said that it only cost him $5 million to create this AI. That is, by the way, competing with OpenAI and with Google's AI, which costs billions of dollars to to figure out and implement. And it only took them 3 months to create this fucking chip, and we're still working on OpenAI, supposedly. So China just fucked us over again. And China also just figured out how to create rocket fuel in space using water and radiation. And here we are.
I will say this about the cost of manufacturing that AI in China is going to be a lot cheaper because they technically don't pay their employees.
Well, yeah. I mean, you know what happened the last time that people didn't pay their employees, right?
I'm just saying.
You remember what happened last time?
It doesn't happen in China.
I'm living proof of the people who didn't get paid for labor.
Oh, I know.
Oh, yeah. China, you better run. The motherfuckers are coming for your ass. Mm-hmm. I'm telling you right now.
I'll be
generations pissed. Of people who never got paid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to kick their ass. Fucking
kick
China.
Their fucking asses. Okay, guys. So, in conclusion to our great segment today. And yes, we took a lot of things as facetious, and we took a lot of things in levity, and we showed a lot of satire and, you know, not a lot of uncareful thought, but a lot of comedy in it. And sometimes when shit just really fucking sucks, you just throw your head up and you say, oh, fucking shit, this sucks, and you laugh it off. Because if you don't, there's really nothing you can do to change it, at least for another 2 years when we do midterms. But what we're trying to tell you guys is just be on the lookout for misinformation in every form, whether it be digital, physical, emotional, with, you know, guys and girls relationships nowadays. It's all about part of misinformation to one point or the other. But this episode, guys, of Misinformation Digital, where we're trying to get back into what we know to be factualized information, comes from you from a few of our sponsors. This episode of Let Me Take You Higher was made possible by our sponsors and our incredible listeners. You guys are the best. All rights reserved by BC Entertainment 2025. Until next time, keep reaching for the truth, because the truth, GG, will set us free, right?
Set us free.
GG, have any closing words for our valued audience on this grand day?
Yeah. You know, double check your sources, educate yourself, use all the tools online to figure out how to I'm dyslexic. I can't think of the word. How to distinguish. You know what I mean? Okay. Distinguish.
Yeah. Good word. That's a real word.
Yeah, it is. How?
Hey, guys. If you're still listening, this part of the show is called Bloopers, Outtakes, and Blunders. It's the behind the scenes of the Let Me Take You Higher podcast. Stuff you don't always hear. Stuff that didn't make it into the show. Stuff that's on the cutting room edge of our floors. Or you just hear us bantering about talking about useless things that just didn't make the podcast showroom. But for the sake of argument, we just want you to be a part of our little family here. So this is where I'm going to put all those kinds of things at. Right after the podcast, for just a couple of seconds, you'll hear just stuff that doesn't make any sense. It's not the most glamorous moments, but you'll get to see us trip over our words, crack up mid-sentence, and sometimes just stare at the mic. Like we always do when we don't know where we're supposed to be or where our cues are. But anyway, take it for what it is. Have fun with it. We don't mind. Come on into our back room where we hide our blunders, our bloopers, and our edits. So enjoy the show, and we appreciate you guys. Have fun with it. Hello, little girl. Okay, so hopefully this works now, because if not, there won't be a show tonight. I'm going to fuck to bed. Okay, fuck. Man, I like the sound bar, the sound card, but shit's fucking crazy, man. I don't know. It's because it's Bluetooth, so I don't have to do all the plugs, you know?
Okay.
Yeah.
Can you hear me though?
I can hear you fine. Can you hear me? Do I sound weird?
Yeah, a little echoey again.
I have to keep that shit. All right, let's try. Okay, can you hear me now?
Yes.
Okay, so let's just jump right the fuck into it, because I don't think we're going to get a better shot. Misinformation, right? Yeah. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
All right, let's go get it done. Okay.
Give me 1 second to find the thingy, Mudgy.
What's the thing? Okay.
The script.
Oh, the script. I sent it to you. It's in your.
Yeah, I know. I'm good now.
You're good. Okay. Where's you remember that old advertisement on used to come on TV called Calgon, Take Me Away? Calgon. There'd be an old crippled white lady in there in the back. She Calgon.
I don't remember.
I had to send it to you because I love sending people memes. It's what I do. All right.
It's what you do.
It is what I do. And it's funny because the jokes, it's in my head, but I only send the meme and you don't get the whole fucking, I love it. Anywho. So, okay. We're ready when you're ready. Okay. Let's see here. All right. So we're starting it in 5, 4, 3, 2. And that's a wrap on this episode of Let Me Take You Higher, the podcast. Big thanks to our special guests and a huge shout out to our incredible sponsors. You guys are literally the wind beneath our podcast wings. Remember, this show was dreamed up and brought to life by yours truly, Mr. Villain. And it's all made possible by BC Entertainment LLC, a proud subsidiary of Big Cheddar Music LLC. All rights are reserved by BC Entertainment, so don't even think about touching that dial without permission. Until next time, keep your minds elevated and your vibes higher. This is Mr. Villain signing off. Stay tuned, stay sharp, and stay forever gifted and lifted.
Our stories unfold.